You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Yo, we're back. We are back. Updated MVP and Cy Young predictions in the episode today. We got three-way battle for home run leaders, and MLB is finally cracking down on the sticky ball situation with those pitchers. I'm Shane Mohan, joined with my co-host Avery Redd as always. Let's get into the numbers.
What's up, guys? Let's get back with the series recap. I'm on the AL this week. Shane's on the NL. And we got power rankings cooking up, plus the topics Shane just went over. Anyway, you could take it away whenever you want with the NL. Your NL always starts us off.
Let's break into it right now. Series that we have to begin with is the Mets playing over in Arizona. We had a 2-1 win in the series by the Mets. Breaking down. Game one, Mets took it 6-2. DeGrom with another great outing. He's giving up four runs all year. Now, wow. I say all year, but it really is two and a half months. Still incredible.
It's crazy.
You going to say something?
DeGrom's the goat, as much as I hate to say it. But, I mean, he is my favorite Mets player, I guess, if I had to choose one.
I would agree with that. So, yeah, he went six, giving up zero on two hits with eight Ks. Nothing surprising there. Game two, Arizona went into extra innings and pulled out the win with a walk-off. Game three, we had a 7-6 win by the Mets. Keep shaking your head, asshole.
Dude.
All right. So game three, we got a Mets win 7-6. Really close series when it's all said and done. That's kind of good for the NL East, knowing the Mets aren't dogging everybody. I mean, they got that winning record, but they're still keeping it close with shit teams like the D-backs. Game three, starters did not go deep from either side. Bum went two. David Peterson didn't even make it through two-thirds of the first inning. Got lit up like crazy, giving up five. And like I said, Mets go on to win the series 2-1. Some series standouts. Dom Smith had a homer. James McCann had a homer. Ketel Marte had a homer. Not a surprise. And 6-for-10 on the series was Dom Smith. I think that was real huge for them. He's coming alive. You knew it was going to happen eventually. McCann had five RBIs. Mad Bum does go to the 10-day IL, though, so hopefully he can bounce back. Are you aware on the injury? Like, what specifically it is?
No, I have no idea. I just saw that he went on the 10-day. I guess he was feeling off in that start versus the Mets, which sucked. It looks like he was turning it around, and now he's back to his shitter ways. But hopefully he's back when he's healthy and pitching like Mad Bum again.
Yeah, let's hope for a speedy recovery from him. Anyways, that wraps up Mets D-backs. Hopping over to my Phillies playing at Cincinnati. Real mismatch in each game, to be honest. I mean, Cincinnati came out of the gates with an 11-1 win in game one. Kind of showed up how good they were there. But then we come back the next day and win 17-3. So really, really nice upside there. Odubel had two homers in that game. Nola went five innings, giving up three. I mean, he's kind of suspect at this point. You don't know what you're going to get from him on a nightly basis when he's on the mound.
Yeah, he's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's kind of up in the air. You never know. But when it's all said and done, I think he's definitely shown his worth and that he has it. He's just got to, you got to find him on the right night.
Yeah,
Sonny Gray in game two went 4 2/3, giving up four, got fucking lit up, did have eight Ks. And from there on out, it was just a fucking hit fest for the Phils, and they dominated, which was huge for the momentum going into this series that we have this afternoon, this evening, when they put the shit show on your squad.
Dude, we'll talk about that in the Phillies-Nats preview. I'm going to wear fucking you wearing my Nats underwear right now.
I like the enthusiasm. I like the optimism, but I just can't see it, man. I can't see it happening. Anyways, series standouts. Kyle Farmer, 4 for 6. I know he fucked you guys as well as Tucker Barnhart. Reese Hoskins was 3 for 8 with a homer in the series. And as we know, Odubel is fucking back.
Wow.
6 for 11. What do you got to be feeling scared, man, after that Brad Hand homer he hit?
Dude, I'm not scared. Right, he is doing well, though, I got to admit. It's interesting to see. But he
and,
is.
And game three will be made up June 28th. So this game three got postponed in the Phil's Reds. So
series split. Move on to my shirt. Hey,
I'll take it. Any win is beneficial right now. So,
yep, you move on to my shit squad.
Yeah, we move on to the split 2-2. Nats were playing over in Atlanta. Game one, Atlanta got the better of you 5-3. Charlie Morton, not bad. Not bad. He came out of the gates pretty strong and gave up a couple in the first. I think it was the third or fourth, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We were kind of off that game in Jared Ross. He settled down after giving up early runs, but we couldn't come back.
Yeah, but I know they had a bases loaded scenario with him on the mound. Anyways, Atlanta takes game one, 5-3. Game two, we got Washington taking the 11-5 victory. So that was huge for you guys there. Straws only went 1 1/3.
Yeah, he got homer, back on
but
the shelf.
He did end up getting injury.
Back on the shelf, yeah.
Real hit to the fucking rotation, dude. I got to be honest, because that is one guy that needs to be healthy. And I'm wondering if he's just not rehabbing right when he gets injured, or maybe he's just one of those guys.
He's always been injury prone.
Yeah.
I mean, well, at least he's not a total bust, because you can never take away what he did in the postseason that year. But not that he's a bust. He's obviously a good pitcher, but just sucks that we just signed him that huge contract and passed up on getting Rendon pretty much. Now he's always on the shelf.
Yeah, let's hope he has a speedy recovery.
And Soto hit 2 nukes the series.
So, yeah, that wrapped up game two. Game three, we had another win by you guys. Thought you were going to maybe take the series after game three. Lester went 5 2/3, giving up one. Pretty good from him. Nice bounce back. Smiley went 4 1/3, giving up 3. And that's where you guys did the damage. And game four, 5-1 victory from the Braves. Corbin, not looking good, man. What do you think of him?
I don't know. I mean, he looked good when he's, because it was like nothing for a while. I think it was, he was through 4 shutout innings and he looked good and I was feeling good. And then, yeah, he just unraveled again. I don't know what the hell happened to him. He just, I don't know. He's weird. Some nights.
See, I hate your fucking team, but Corbin is one guy that, see, when he pitched against us, I think it was game 3, right, of the last
series? It was the last game of the series, yeah.
Yeah. I saw something in that dude, man. The way he mixes his pitches, if he can, and I've been saying this, like, he can, I mean, he showed on the D-backs. He is a top-tier pitcher and has it in him. You just need him to figure some stuff out and get back into a groove, because the potential was there. The success has been there. Just need to see some consistency. But nonetheless, Atlanta takes game 4-5-1, leaving the series at a 2-2 split. So, not bad, not bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take it, I guess. 2-2 in their house. Not bad. Would have liked to get game 3, but next series, I was shocked. It was actually some good baseball.
I was really shocked as well. We had a Cubby sweep.
Sleeping on the Cubbies. I think people are sleeping on them, including myself. I was, but I mean, they're looking good. Sweeping the pods. Sorry, I'm taking it, but go ahead.
So, all right, game one, we had a 7-2 win from Chicago. Cole Stewart went 5 innings with 3 hits. Not too bad. Game two, we had a 4-3 win. This one was a little closer. Kyle Hendricks throwing 6, giving up 3. Not too bad. Not bad. And we had a 6-1 win in game three. So
I like really that guy winning for the Cubbies. Adibert Alzali. He pitched against the Nats, and I've been tuning into a few of his last starts, and I like him. He looks good.
Yeah, his stat lines keep looking good every time I see him come up on here. Some series standouts. Rizzo, he looks like he's heating up. I saw he's batting, I want to say, 430, 440 since May 15th.
Wow.
He's roping balls into the gap and getting the job done.
I've always enjoyed Rizzo.
Javi Baez had 3 homers in that series on all 3 of his hits. Machado was 4-for-12. Tatis 1-for-6. Maybe starting to cool down. Still had a homer. He left early in game two, though, with an oblique tightness. So
yeah, but then I think he came back yesterday when they started their new series with the Mutts. Because yesterday, a few new series talked about that we're not going to talk about yet. But I think he came back, so I'm guessing he's fine.
Hey, well, he's good for baseball, as we all know. So him on the field brings more viewers in tune.
Yeah. Now one more series left.
That wraps up Padres, Cubs. Now we got Cardinals playing over in L.A. Dodgers take the win 2-1 on the series. We'll break it down. Dodgers take game 1-9-4. Trevor Bauer, 6 2/3, giving up 3. Yeah, got the job done. The offense definitely helped them there in that one. St. Louis wins game 2-3-2. John Grant throws 6 and giving up none. Real nice
performance from him.
And David Price, that was his first opener this year. 1 2/3. Didn't look good. I think you could have kept him in a little longer. But nonetheless, they called splits for him. Probably not going to be starting any more games, I'd imagine. I think that was kind of just some experiment.
They're using him as an opener, I guess, sometimes. But I do kind of like him as a long reliever for him.
Yeah. I mean, they got so much depth there in LA. Yeah. You can experiment with shit like that. And if it doesn't work, you just go back to what you were doing. No hurt. Dodgers win game 3, 14-3, giving them the 2-1 win in the series. Walker Buehler went 6 innings, giving up 3 with 8 Ks. A guy that, you know, has shown really early on that he's got it. And he's still proving it to this day. Good for him. Yeah. Series standouts, Mookie was 6-for-11 with 2 doubles. Bellinger coming back, 3-for-9 with a homer.
A grand slam.
There you have it. Dude's an RBI machine. Dylan Carlson, my rookie of the year voting. 2 homers in the series, 5-for-12. Like to see it. And yeah, Goldie, 2-for-9 with a homer. So a lot of offense in that series. John Grant is now has a 1.6 ERA through 50 innings.
Yeah, I really like that dude. He also pitched against the Nats. It seems like everybody that pitched against the Nats turns into a Cy Young candidate, but he is pitching.
Well, it wasn't really just well. You guys that he's been fucking. I mean, I think that's pretty – he's one of those guys that's overlooked, and I think if he can keep this up, keep it at an under 3 ERA, you're talking maybe some good trade bait next year, maybe an extension. Yeah, because
he's got like a funky windup.
Yeah. Pujols played the Cardinals for the first time as a Dodger. That was pretty cool to see in that series.
Yeah.
I don't think he did too much, though.
Yeah, I don't think he did either, but.
And like we stated, Bellinger is back.
Yeah, that's good for the, well, not really. It doesn't really affect us unless we play the Dodgers, but fun National League.
They're back. They're going to be back to Dodger baseball.
Dang, that's for Dodger baseball.
Got to watch out for them. But anyways, that wraps up the National League. And We're going to hand the reins over to you, Abe. Get us into the American League.
All righty. American League. Twinkies at O's. Kind of a boring season or a series. O's take it 2-1. They take the 2 at the end. First game ended in 10. Jose Berrios, 8 innings of one-run ball with 6 Ks. Great start from him against the O's. Not much else. Game 2, 7-4 victory from Baltimore. Bruce Zimmerman was all right in 5 1/3. Some series standouts. Mountcastle hit 2 dingers, 5 ribbies. Mancini, 5 for 11 with 2 ribbies. Jorge Polanco hit a dinger. Josh Donaldson was 4 for 10 with 2 doubles. Like I said, 2 bottom feeders going at it. Kind of a boring series. Hopefully the Twins can pick it up, though, because I want to see them do better.
Hey, it's still good to see Matt Harvey getting his chances, though.
Oh, yeah. I skipped over him. 3 innings of one-run ball from Harvey. Yeah, it is nice to see him getting a chance somewhere else on a team like Baltimore. Hopefully he can start performing, get traded to a contender or something.
That's out.
White Sox and Cleveland baseball team. Cleveland baseball team takes it 2-1. Was supposed to be a 4-game set, but game 4 got postponed. Doubleheader for the first 2 games. Chicago took the first one in extras, technically. It was an 8-inning game. And Cleveland takes the second one. Carlos Rodon gets lit up a bit, 5 runs in 6 innings. And Tristan McKenzie does give up 5 runs in 5 1/3. But he sets an Indians record with 8 straight Ks.
Wow.
Yep. I think it was.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hype around him. He's got a lot of people counting on him. He tore it up in the minors. Big things coming for him.
Yeah, well, I can't remember if he broke the record or if he just tied it with Kluber or something. But, yeah, nonetheless, 8 straight Ks. Shane Bieber in game 3, he goes 7 innings, a 2-run baseball. Cesar, 2 dingers.
Dude, excellent. He is hot right now.
He is pretty hot with that walk-off dinger. Now 2 dingers this series. I think they were both in the same game, if I'm not wrong. Ahmed Rosario, 4 for 10 with a dinger. Guy they got from the Mets in the Frankie Lindor trade. And then not much offense from the White Sox. Moncada, 5 for 11. Zach Collins, 3 for 8 with 3 ribbies. Indians take it over the first place Sox. They're gaining some ground. A's in Seattle. Another kind of boring series. A's win it 2-1. Game 1, 6-5 victory for Seattle in 10 innings. Logan Gilbert, his first all right start. 6 innings, 2 runs. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Not bad. Nice to see him doing well after getting rocked in his first few major league outings. Game 2, Oakland wins 12-6. And game 3, Oakland wins 6-0, backed by Sean Manaea, however you say his name. 9 shutout innings, 8 Ks, 4 hits, 2 walks. Nice performance from him. Matt Olson was killing the ball this series. 7 for 12 with a home run. 5 ribbies and 2 doubles. Mark Canha had 4 RBIs this series. Donnie Walton hit a big 3-run homer in game 1 for Seattle. And Oakland's going to take this one 2-1. They improved to 33-25. Rays, Yanks. Big series here. It's split. But the Rays and the Yanks, they're splitting it here. Shermer. Oh, my God. Rays catch the bookends. Yankees catch the 2 in the middle. Exciting series. Rich Hill continues to be solid innings eater for Tampa Bay. 5 shutout. Jameson Taillon, 5 innings, 3 runs. Tampa Bay takes game 1. Yankees win that next game in extras. Walk-off dinger from Clint Frazier in extra innings. Game 3, Yankees win it again. Jordan Montgomery, 6 1/3, 1-run baseball. Not bad at all. And game four, Ryan Yarbrough, first career complete game, and he does it against Garrett Cole. Cole got roughed up a bit, 5 runs in 5 innings. Fun fact about this complete game, it's the first in Rays history since 2016. It's like the first in 731 games, I think.
Jeez.
So, been a while since the complete game out there. Series standouts, Austin Meadows was on point, 6 for 17 with 3 homers and 8 RBIs. Kiermaier.
Austin Meadows is on a tear, dude.
I know, dude.
He hit a nuke off of
Wheeler. Yep. He's been killing it. Clint Frazier had that big homer in game two. Urshela had a homer and 2 doubles. Series split in Yankee Stadium. And then another huge series, Red Sox and Strohs in Houston. Strohs take it 3-1. They win all 3 first games. Boston comes back and wins the 4th. Garrett Richards and Luis Garcia both dueled it out in game 2 of this one. Houston wins 5-1. Luis Garcia keeps showing good potential. 7 innings of 1-run baseball. Not bad at all. Game 3, Nick Pivetta goes solid again. 9 strikeouts and 6 innings, 2 runs.
He looks really good, dude. Yeah, I watched a bit of that game, and he was on it.
And honestly, when he was on the Phillies, I remember hearing people like calling him a dark horse Cy Young contender, and he watched for him to break out, and maybe he just needed
sure
that.
As hell didn't do shit along the lines of that with us.
Well, maybe he just needed a little change of scenery. Now he's back. But nonetheless, Houston takes it 3-1, my second favorite team, Houston Astros. You love it. You love it.
This guy loves the team that they beat in the World Series.
Dude, everybody's hating on the Astros. I'm going to throw them some support.
You'd be fucking right? Shitting all over them if they beat you.
You're right, but they did not. Fuck off. Anyway, they're a good team, and they're fun. They got good players. Come on, dude. Jose Altuve is hitting the ball well. He's been hitting some leadoff nukes. Altuve hit 2 nukes this series, and he walked 6 times. That's pretty crazy. And Kyle Tucker, he was 8 for 12 this series. Framber is back. He pitched game 3, went 7 innings, a 1-run ball, and 10 Ks. I think we missed that last week. He actually came back. We should have said that last episode, but we missed it. So he is back. And Jake Odorizzi, he pitched game 4. We also missed that last week. He is also back. And on to Interleague. A lot of Interleague series this week. A lot of like 2-game Interleague series. How do you want to go about this one?
You can start it off.
Yeah. All right. Well, Angels and Giants, they split it 1-1. Giants kind of in control in game 1. They win 6-1. Cueto, 7 innings, 1-run ball. And then vice versa in game 2. Angels win it 8-1. Heaney's in control, 6 1/3, 1-run baseball. Kind of a Giants split it. I believe they are in first place again in the NL West, which is fun to see. So, kind of a boring season, nothing much – or series. I don't know why I keep saying season. Nothing much to
honestly
talk about.
Crazy to see. No one's expecting that, man. 34-21 by June.
I enjoy – yeah, and I believe they won last night too, so they're actually 35-21 because I forget who they beat last night. I think the Cubbies. But, yeah, I love seeing them do well. They're a fun team.
They are. And we hop over to Miami playing at Toronto. Not too far of a drive. We had a 1-1 or a 2-game series here. Toronto gets the sweep. Good for us in the division. Somebody had to take out that damn Marlins squad. Alcantara got game 1. Did really nice. Actually, yeah, not too bad. Gave up 4 through 6 on 9 hits. Actually, now that I look at that, it's kind of dog water.
dog water.
Toronto takes game 2, 6-5, a lot closer to that one, a little more offense. Pablo Lopez went 4, and Manoa went 3 1/3. Pitching wasn't looking too good in that series, if I'm being honest here.
Who wasn't?
Came down to the offenses.
Who wasn't looking good?
Pitching from all sides, like every pitcher in that series.
Oh, yeah. Well, Vlad Jr. Vlad Jr.'s on a tear.
I think you got the wrong notes for that.
But. Yeah, I didn't get any series standouts for the interleague. Yeah,
I was going to say, Acuna ain't on either of those teams.
Yeah, I'm aware. But Grychuk hit two dingers in game three. I remember that. That was cool. And Vlad Jr. came in with the triple hauling his big ass around. And I'm pretty
That'll
sure
That'll wrap
Jazz.
Up Miami and the Blue Jays. Again, 2-0 sweep from Toronto. Love to see that.
Damn right. And then we got the Tigers and Brew Crew. Split it. Another kind of boring series. Milwaukee takes game one in 10 innings. Corbin Burns goes 6 innings, 1 earned run. Takes care of Detroit. And Detroit blows out the dub game two, 10-7. Eric Lauer gets rocked for 7 runs in 2 innings. Split it. Brewers now 29-25. I do not know where that puts them in the standings. Let's take a look. They are 2 games out of first.
Third, second, right?
They are in third. They're half a game behind the Cardinals and 2 games behind the Cubbies.
How many games back are the Reds?
6.
Don't sleep on them.
You know, I am sleeping on him heavy. I'm taking a fucking power nap on him. You want to pick it up with the Rangers and?
Yeah, you're good with that. That Tiger series.
Yeah, I don't got not much to say about that. You can go ahead and take it with the Rangers and the Cockies.
All right. So, yeah, the Rangers playing at the Rockies. Colorado gets the sweep here. Not a surprise. I actually did watch game three the last few innings, and Colorado was up by a lot going into the ninth, and the Rangers actually made some noise. I think they scored 3 in the ninth on a bases loaded through the whole inning. Enough to get the job done.
I like Austin Gomber a lot, the guy that they got for Arenado. He's been pitching well. He looks like he could be solid.
Right, right. In game one, we had an extra inning game. Colorado got the win 3-2. Dane Dunning, 4 2/3. I think he was your rookie of the year prediction, correct?
Was, yes.
So not terrible, not terrible.
Yeah, he's been doing all right.
Marquez giving up 1-7 with 7 Ks on 2 hits. Real nice performance there. Kind of a guy that's underestimated. He got the win there. Game 2, Colorado 6-3. Senzatella was 7 2/3 with 1 run. Real nice game there. And Jordan Lyles got the loss. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs. Game 3, we had a Mike Foltynewicz start for the Rangers. Got lit the fuck up, though. 3 2/3, giving up 5 on 8. And your boy Gombar went 6 innings, giving up no runs on 6 Ks.
Yeah, well, for being at Coors Field and all the talk with the pitchers, these three guys did a hell of a job. I mean, they went combined 20 2/3 and gave up 2 runs. That's pretty solid.
Yes, sir.
And then for the final series, last and certainly least, Pittsburgh at KC. KC takes it 2-0. Game one, they win 7-3. Chad Kuhl and Mike Minor. Game two, they win 10-5. Brady Singer and ex-Nat Will Crow. KC takes it 2-0. They're now over 500, 27-26, unless they played yesterday. They did, so they're now 28-26. Royals crawling out again. They were looking good in the beginning. Maybe they're making some noise. Pittsburgh, they're not doing nothing. 21-34, they stink. They did beat the Fishies for us yesterday, though, which is good.
That was a big W.
Yes, it was, yes. We'll talk about that on Monday. Yes, Monday. Anyway. I got my power rankings real quick. I'm going to shoot through them. See who we got. We got the Rays, I got the Rays. I had to bump them up to number one. They've been killing it. They just split it with the Yankees. I like what I saw from them. Giants, 2. Padres, 3. Giants, Dodgers, 4. A's, 5. Astros, 6. White Sox, 7. Yankees, 8. Cubs, 9. And I couldn't figure out who to put in the 10 hole. Who would you go with?
I probably put the
I was thinking about the Yeah, I was thinking about the Cards or the Mets. I don't know.
I actually had the Cardinals at 10 for me.
Yeah, go ahead and say yours and I'll
So I do have the Rays bumped up to number one, followed by the Giants. Then I have the Padres, A's, Dodgers, White Sox, Strohs. That was a tough one there. Probably could have gone either way. Yankees, Cardinals.
All right. I don't feel bad about mine. Yeah, I like the Rays in that number one spot. They're proving they're here to stay. And then pitching performance of the week. And then I want to do our updated MVP and Cy predictions because I think a June 1st around then we should reassess. But my pitching performance of the week was Ryan Yarbrough, 7-9 innings, first complete game for the Rays since 2016, 6 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 6 Ks. And it was against a great lineup in the Yankees. You love to see it. I'm a big fan of Yarbrough. Pitching performance of the week right there.
I like it. For me, I actually had to rock with Sean Manaea. Real nice game. It was against the Mariners. Complete game shutout. 9 Ks and only 2 walks. Really liked what I saw there. Again, it was against the Mariners, who have been no hit twice, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So, not unexpected, but nonetheless, a great performance overall. Very tough to do. The one, get to the 9th inning, and 2, not give up a run through 9.
Hell yeah. Well, 2 complete games this week. You love to see it. But I wanted to do the MVP predictions and refresh those. If you remember, I believe mine were Soto and Chapman for the NL. Or for the MVP, and I believe my Cy Youngs were Nola and Garrett Cole. You remember who yours were?
I had Springer winning the MVP for the AL. I think I had Soto for the NL.
Yeah, I think you did.
I forget who my Cy Youngs were, though, to be honest.
Well, let's reassess and make some new picks because my Matt Chapman pick is going to hell. And I think at this time of year, feels right that you should just – everything's falling into place, and I think we should get a crack at some new ones. For my NL pick for the MVP, I honestly got to go Acuna. I don't see how it could be anybody else.
Fair, very fair.
Dude's a beast. Or Tatis. You could also go him.
You could go Tatis. Personally, I think you're going to end up seeing Ohtani at MVP.
I'm talking about National League.
Oh, you weren't going? Okay, I thought you said both. I guess I didn't hear you. National League, you could argue Tatis. I think if it ended today, I think he'd definitely be a top candidate.
I'm saying, yeah, but I'm not asking if it ended today. I'm just saying, like, who do you think will continue and win MVP?
See, I want to say one of the Bash brothers.
Oh, my God. Here we go. With your Reds love.
Here we go.
Your Reds love. You have a love affair with the Reds.
Dude, they're hitting the fucking shit out of the ball. Winker and fucking Castellanos.
They're 25-29.
I'm not talking about records right now. We're talking about awards. And those two are throwing up crazy fucking stats.
I agree. But I really only I think the MVP has got to be from a winning team, unless they are like really in, like Harper's year. Like the Nats didn't make the playoffs, but he was so good. There's no way he doesn't get MVP. But I got for how I got to go either Acuña or Tatis. Honestly, that's a tough one. But
I think it might be Acuña.
I could definitely see one of those guys prevailing and winning. Yeah, my final prediction is Acuña gets it.
All right.
What's your final prediction?
I got to go with Acuña as well.
Acuña? All right. Double Acuñas. And I believe you already said your AL, unless you've changed your mind.
Yeah, Ohtani. I'm going Ohtani.
Ohtani? You know what? Let me write these down. So if I'm right, or you somehow happen to be right. All right. So we both said Acuña. That's kind of an easy one. AL MVP. You're going Ohtani, eh?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go. This is tough. I want to say Vlad, but I don't know. Semien.
No. Oh, that'd be so cool if it was Vlad.
Yeah, it would be cool. Honestly, you might call me a dickwad for this one. But I'm saying Xander Bogaerts.
Why would I call you a dick for that?
Not a dick, but like an idiot. I don't know. Just a little dark horse for me.
I could absolutely see it being Bogaerts. I think he's one of the most underestimated players in the league, the least talked about all-stars.
Bet. Yeah, I don't know. I see him really having a finishing strong here. And if the Red Sox keep playing, and if I'm kind of banking that pick on if the Red Sox continue to do well, so – We'll see. What about NL Cy Young? Is it kind of...
Dude, if it's not DeGrom, the fucking choosers of the awards are on crack, dude.
That's true. Well, maybe DeGrom sucks the rest of the way. You never know.
He ain't going to suck, bro. He's going to keep doing.
Yeah, I know. Well, all right. DeGrom it is. Let's just keep it as boring as possible, you stupid DeGrommer. I hate DeGrom.
I don't think it's boring, man. I think he's fucking putting on a damn show for everybody every time he steps on the field.
That is true. That's a good way to look at it. That is a good way to look at it. I guess I'll go with DeGrom, too. I don't know who the hell's going to beat him out.
Maybe Wheeler.
Yeah, right. Well.
He'll be in the top five.
Yeah, maybe number five behind Scherzer or something.
I think I could see him placing higher than Scherzer at the end.
Don't see it, dude. Don't see it.
Well, we're finding out who's the better pitcher tonight.
You're damn right we are. Well, the AL side feels a little more hard to predict.
Definitely harder to predict.
Honestly, I'm going to go with a guy that I think a lot of people might say, but I'm saying Glasnow takes it home.
Glasnow. That's a good pick. A really good pick. This is a tough one for me. This is a really tough one. You could argue Lance Lynn.
Yeah, you could say, yeah. Lance Lynn, Cole, John Means, Ryu, Bieber. It's a few names. Casey Mize is out there. He's doing well.
I'm going to have to stick with my final vote. Lance Lynn.
Interesting. I don't mind it. I like it, actually. He's actually surprising me a lot. I didn't like the pickup at first, but He's doing actually really well. All right, so we both got Acuna for NL MVP, DeGrom for NL Cy, and for AL MVP, you got Otani and I got Xander. And for Cy, you got Lance Lynn and I got Glasnow. We will see. We will see how they pan out. Well, honestly, oh, yeah, I wanted to say, even though this isn't a part of this week, technically, Key Brian is back, one of my favorites. And before we wrap it up, we got
to talk about the ball situation.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, before we wrap it up, let's freaking get into that a bit.
They're finally doing something about it.
Well, who is the player that said something about it? Castellanos?
Oh, you know, I think it was him.
He's always saying stuff. Let me look it up. Nick Castellanos, sticky situation. Yep, it was him. He said MLB doesn't care about pitchers using foreign substances. And now I'm pretty sure they're going to start cracking down on it, they said, since he said something. Which is, of course, like, they're so spineless. They're just waiting for – they just wait till somebody says something about it, and now they're cracking down.
Yeah, but people have been speaking up like Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, it's true.
You literally made an episode on that. He was the biggest advocate getting it looked at and reviewed.
I think we obviously know there's something going on. The offense is at an all-time low. I mean, yeah, there's guys hitting, of course, but there's – I don't know if it's still true, but I know it at one point this year, the offensive production was like the worst it's ever been.
The thing about this is no matter what rules they try to enforce or regulate or anything they try to review, there's always going to be guys that are experimenting and trying to mix different types of substances to make something that works. There's too many materials and resources to not be able to find something that works, which is how I'm struggling to understand what they're going to do with this. But we'll see.
And who the hell are they going to punish? Because there's, from what I understand, there's so many people that do it.
Exactly. But anyways, that's all I have on that. We'll definitely, when they come out with new regulations or what they've decided is the final answer on it, I think we should definitely make an episode.
Yeah, I think we could probably make an whole episode one day just talking about that when they finally do come out with a resolution and get into more detail on that, because it's definitely something I would like to go into more deeper topic on, because it's so stupid with it. I don't know. It's just like steroids, and it's just like all these other things. Like, you can't cheating and stuff. You can't signal out everybody that's doing it, or you can't find everybody that's doing it. So it's so hard to punish everybody and be fair about it. That's why they just don't do anything about it, because they don't want to have to deal with punishing people.
Exactly. It's too much work for them.
Yep, they'd rather just turn the fucking blind eye.
As long as they're making money. Fuck it. That's the view.
Exactly. Exactly. But my boy Shane has to graduate high school. And I believe you said you had a final coming up soon.
I do have a final. It already started, but you already know. BPN verse. Well, I actually just realized that it is not required to be on the Zoom for it. So I'm just currently writing this little paragraph on how I feel about woodshop class.
Yikes. How much more do you have to do till you are done?
Once I hit the submit button, I should graduate.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Shit. Everybody, give him a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give him a round of applause. We are both.
A long time coming.
After he hits the submit button, we will both be high school graduates. We have known each other since about fourth grade. And here we sit recording the podcast when we're 18. You love to see
it. Came a long way, man.
You're damn right. You know what else is going to come a long way? The sweep we serve your asses up.
The time is to start.
7 o'clock, buddy. I'll be at work, but you already know I'll be tuned in with my headphones. And after today, I got like 5 days off because my dad's coming and I took off. So I'm going to have 5 days off and I'm going to be seeing the Rays game at the Trop. So anybody that's going to be at the Trop on Tuesday, the 8th, and I'm going to be in like the right field rafters, I believe. Hit me up. Hit me up. I will be there.
There you have it.
But we'll let my boy Theo get his shit done. I don't really got nothing else.
Yeah, no, I think we covered everything. Big series coming tonight. I know we harped on it plenty. But that'll do it for this episode.
I am making and faces.
We will see you guys in the next one. Enjoy your weekend.
Damn right.
It's not thundering where you are all because it is fucking pissing down gallons of water and fucking shit.
It was raining earlier for me, but it's looking like the sun's glaring out. But we'll catch you guys on the Phil's Nats preview, actually, if we got any Phil's Nats fans out there. So later, guys.
Take it easy. And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.